later, Michael on the go. I'm running around here in the MTC, and I'm outside my manager's office, and he has got something very cool going on. So just think about this. Seamless login to your Windows device, managing a team, and then all the reporting data. So let's take a look at what he's got. So here we are, and who do we have here?
I'm Tim Pasch. I'm the Microsoft Technology Center Director.
Here in the Philadelphia MTC, and we are looking, this is the most beautiful monitor known to man, but what's really cool is it's looking for you, it says, because how do you log onto your computer, Tim?
Well, this is a Surface Pro 4 that has a special camera built in, and when I turn my head and look at the camera, it will see me and recognize
Whoa,
me.
Whoa, and just like that.
No hands, Mom, no hands.
Hands free. So what have you got for us today? I understand you're going to show us how you kind of do team management and then also business intelligence.
Well, that's correct, Mike. So we got a business problem internally because we have multiple data sources on the data that we want to report on the activities inside of our MTC.
Right.
And we had we have a really strong partnership with our marketing team because marketing uses our MTC a lot for their venue. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that marketing was successful and that they had very high awareness of their activities. And prior to us working together, they were sending out a really long email that very few people read. And so we said, well, why don't we combine our efforts and why don't we build out a Power BI site that will make it easier for people to discover events and to be able to figure out what's relevant to them.
Awesome. So This is all real world then. This is not just a demo that we're taking a look at.
No, it's the real deal. And I'll tell you, we have multiple, multiple data sources. Just for giggles here, I will show you, if I can, the original MASD newsletter site. And I didn't find it there, but I think I actually have a favorite to it, so bear with me here. I've done this so many times. Well, nope, I don't. Let me flip over to IE. This is where Mike edits the video. So what they started with is a SharePoint site. And they have a list, right? So everybody loves lists in SharePoint.
So here we go. So we're seeing this big, nice big list.
Yeah, it's a monster list, right? And This thing goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And so I said, well, Power BI can connect to a SharePoint list, right? And so what we did is we used a little tool that comes with the Power BI suite called the Power BI Desktop. And the Power BI Desktop allows you to connect to lots and lots of different data sources.
Including a list.
Including a SharePoint list.
Very cool.
As soon as this pumps up here, I mean, if I click on Get Data, you can see all the different data sources that we can connect to. So everybody loves Excel, but
yep.
You know, there's a SQL Server database, Access, Oracle, IBM, MySQL, Sybase, Teradata, right? I mean, lots and lots of different places where you can pull data in. And this is going to continue to grow as the product matures, but there's a SharePoint list. So basically, I clicked on that. I pointed to where the list was. And then, lo and behold, I was able to basically create this view for marketing. And in a second here, so there was the list. There's all these visualizations up here.
Yep.
And I just picked a stacked bar chart. And it's very simple now. So, you know, if I'm a business productivity manager or a seller in the business productivity business like you are, Mike, mm-hmm. I can click on that to filter that list down. And then I can say, well, you know what? My customers are maybe spread out all over the Mid-Atlantic Sales District, so a webinar might be the most effective thing for me to care about, right?
Yep.
Which, by the way, there's a guy, Mike Giannotti, that does a lot of webinars. Right? And so if I filter on business productivity and webinar, now I get down right to the list of things that we either have delivered already or are about to deliver in the future.
Right, okay? Gotcha.
So that makes it really easy for people to navigate. And so what you do once you build an analysis like this is that you can publish it. And that's where you get into the Power BI web-facing components.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to log into Power BI. on my computer here, powerbi.com. And it's got single sign-in, so it, once I click here, it has single sign-in. And so it, you know, it's connecting to the web, the web's connecting to my local Active Directory, figures out who I am, and delivers me my Power BI interface.
Gotcha.
Okay? And I've got lots of different dashboards in here, but the one that I care about is this one. So what you see is a mix of things here, right? So the marketing thing that I showed you how I built is over here. But these two data sources are coming from an extract of our CRM system that one of our big data experts did an extract into a local SQL database. And so I'm connecting to a local SQL database for that. But then these two graphs, in fact, these three graphs are coming from an Azure database. And why an Azure database is because I wanted to learn how Azure database worked. Simple as that.
Gotcha.
So I chose to update data and keep it there.
But it creates this rich dashboard from multiple data sources.
So three different data sources. And at any point, if I click on one of these, it takes me into the report that I built from the Power BI desktop tool.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yep.
And so you take those, you publish those, and then you pick discrete views that you want to pin to the overall dashboard.
Gotcha.
And so you get to mix and match, right? And if you do it right, you know, with Power BI, you can do some cool things like clicking on the legend and having all of the graphics swizzle down or to refine themselves to the criteria that you pick. Okay?
Awesome.
So not all of my reports do this, but where it makes sense, I do that. Now, you know, here I can click in and, you know, maybe the tile is a little small on dashboard, but then you can zoom in and then you can see the detailed data.
Excellent.
So we think it's cool. I think it's a real life demo. You know, it solves a problem for me. It allows me to communicate with the executive leadership. And it's a great Power BI demo too.
And so if we had, you know, customers out there that are seeing this and they're like, wow, that's something I could make use of, what should they do?
Well, they should talk to their local account team member from Microsoft, and then they should request to come into the MTC and sit down with Bill Emmert, who is our big data Power BI SQL expert, and we can spend a full day with you showing you how to do all this stuff.
So they can actually start rocking and rolling with this within
Absolutely.
Their own business.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty.